Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Monday, the 3rd of February 2025. Today's topic is, are you growing in grace? Our text today is taken from 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 10 through 18. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Verse 18. But grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Our memory verse today is taken from 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. But grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Growth is a process common to human beings, animals and plants. It leads to maturity. In the Christian faith, growth starts from salvation, sanctification and the Holy Spirit baptism. Every stage of growth in the believer's walk with God produces increase in Christ-like virtues. It is a product of the measure of grace the believer receives. Grace is the unmerited favor of God bestowed on man. It is the essential ingredient for spiritual growth. To grow in grace is to increase in love, peace, faith, obedience, humility and other virtues. Hence, Thomas Brooks said, a man's true spiritual quality is to be judged by his graces, not his gifts. Beloved, you must grow in grace to be like Christ. There is no room for stagnancy. Our text demands that you grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To grow in grace and remain steadfast in the faith requires regular feeding on God's Word, persistent prayer, personal evangelism and fellowship with the brethren. You may covet earnestly the gifts of the Spirit, but strive to grow in grace. Quote for the day. Grow in grace to be like Christ. The challenge for today is, child of God, seek the means of growth in grace. Prayer. Help me, Lord, to grow in grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, Visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.